We're in Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. The paragraph begins with Gam Betzoreis Yachid, although in my copy it's in the middle of a paragraph. I believe Gam Betzoreis Yachid, is there a paragraph? Perek Gimel, approximately page Kuf Ches or Kuf Tes in one of our copies. Or Masha Amru Kaiflin Lai. Chaim, give a hand. Kuf Yud. Starts. Begam Betzoreis Yachid. Masha Amru. All right. Before that, halfway through the previous paragraph, Gam Betzoreis Yachid Yispal Al Zeha Eifin. Okay. So page Kuf Yud, four lines down from the top. All right. What we learned, we're learning a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Havi Mispal B'Shloi Mishal Malchus." You should daven for the peace of the government. Now, if you're going to meet a Talmud Chacham in the street and tell him that there's one of the Mefarshim in Pirkei Avos that says, Havi Mispal B'Shloi Mishal Malchus, daven for the peace of the government, refers to God. He'll tell you, you're nuts. No such pshat. Unless you learn to Rachaim. Because it's a very unique pshat among all the, there are hundreds of Mefarshim on Pirkei Avos. It's really based on a Ritva. But he says, Havi Mishpal B'Shloi Mishal Malchus, is talking about the way to daven. Now, this is not the way you daven, it's not the way I daven, it's a higher level of davening. He's saying that when you daven for something good to happen, you shouldn't daven for the thing because you want it, because it makes you feel good. But there's this idea of Shloim Mishal Malchus, the idea that a Kaddish Baruch Hu's Malchus is complete when the people who believe in him have Hatzlacha in this world. So let's say you daven for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. Should daven for the benefit of Klal Yisrael as the people who represent the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So whenever you daven that there be peace in Eretz Yisrael. You should daven there be peace in Eretz Yisrael because Eretz Yisrael is the land of Hashem and the people of Hashem. And the Kvay Shamayim is that God's people should have it in a good way in this world. He says, "V'gam b'tzoris yachid yisvah al zehayvi." He says, "Even when you daven for an individual Jew, k'maymer chazal, amar remeir bizman she'adam itztayer." When a Jew is in pain, shchina malosh alimeres. What does God say? Kalani meiroshi. I have headache. That means that a Kaddish Baruch Hu kaviyachol feels with the pain of an individual. Kaviyachol mishtatifu b'tzar shel kol yachid. And God is mishtatif with the pain of an individual. When a person does an aveira, he kaviyachol causes pain to God. Somebody who includes God in his pain gets a double parnasa or a double answer. Because he's davening for Kvayt Shamayim. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer to take away the tzar. Now we're talking here is about a totally different understanding of davening. Now I'd like to do, it's a little hard to give it over, the fundamental difference. I'd like to give you a marshal, and as I was thinking about the parasha, so it comes up. Let's say, you see a poor person. You see he's a very normal person, but he's having pain. He doesn't have food to eat, or he's walking, he's pouring, and he's walking home from work or home from yeshiva. So you pull over the car and you pick him up. And why are you picking him up? You have rachmanis on the poor guy. He's walking home and no umbrella, and suddenly is a downpour. So you walk home because you have rachmanis, you feel for him. Or you see somebody that lost his job, he can't pay his grocery bills. So you go in and pay his grocery bills. Why? Because you have rachmanis for him. You feel for him, and therefore you respond by helping him out. That's one person. You have someone else who's a cold fish. He doesn't feel for anybody. The guy walking in the rain, he feels that guy's a shlamazel. Why do you walk out with an umbrella? The person doesn't have money to pay his bills. He says, why doesn't he go to work? But he tells himself, look, the Torah says he's supposed to do chesed. God said, do chesed. All right, what are we going to do? You know, it's like God said, shake a lulav. I shake a lulav. I don't know why I'm shaking a lulav. But God says, so I shake a lulav. So God said that you should do chesed for someone else. So here I'm going to pull over and give him a lift. Why am I giving him a lift? Because God said that he's supposed to do chesed to other people. So which is better? Which of the two is better? Somebody who feels for the other person and therefore does chesed to him, or somebody who says, he doesn't feel for him, he just says, look, God said I have to do it, so I'm going to do it. Which chesed is a bigger chesed? Huh? The second one. What do you say? Combination. Well, the cold guy, if you're going to tell him, God said you should have Rachmanis, so he'll say, okay, I'll have to have Rachmanis. So he'll feel for him. Can't do that. You say the first one's better.
We should understand why Hashem wants us to do these actions.
Do we understand why Hashem wants us to do?
We try our best to understand why Hashem wants us to do.
See, if you're kind because you have Rachmanis, then, and on occasion when you don't have Rachmanis, you're not going
to
be kind.
But Hashem told us to have Rachmanis.
Did Hashem say, I was thinking last night, I was talking to somebody in the car on the way home from Simcha. I said, does it say anywhere in the Torah that you should have Rachmanis on the Ani? It says, Al Yera Levavcha Besitoloi. When you give him something, don't, Al Yera Levavcha, don't. But does it say, Rachem Al Ani? There's such a possibility. Maybe there is. Chaim, you'll find one. Okay. But does the Torah command us to have Rachmanis? Maybe he's saying maybe the Torah commands us to have Rachmanis.
Abraham had Rachmanis on the Archim, even while the Shechina was there.
Was it Rachmanis?
Had Rachmanis on the Archim?
He helped the Archim. It doesn't say clearly if he had Rachmanis on them. It says he ran to help them. So the question, did he help them like the first person? Who's all excited to help him, or is he helping like the second person? Who's excited?
Is it a chok or a mishpat?
Oh, I say, get excited. Yeah,
somebody who's empathetic is using that as a vehicle, as a way of being trying what's supposed to be done. But the real way of doing it is because Hashem told me to do it.
See, but we're trying to find middle ground. That's what you try to do. It says to love every Jew. So then even a person's not poor, if you love him, you give him some money.
We're supposed to feel their pain.
No mitzvah to give him money. So I'll tell you, you're sitting in the bar mitzvah last night, and you're talking about this. So someone brought me a raya. He said, look, Avraham Avinu wanted desperately to do chesed. But there was no poor person in front of him, we had Rachmanis for. He's sitting at the door of his tent. And he was looking to do chesed. There was no recipient. Right? He wanted to do chesed. God said, do chesed. No? Where did God tell him that? That's a separate discussion. I want to share with Rabbi Miller on that. If he wasn't commanded, you mean the Sheva Mitzvahs.
Rabbi Miller says he saw in the Bria the chesed of the Rachmanis of the angels.
So there, the Rambam though says the other way. The Rambam says that when it comes to a mitzvah sichli, you're supposed to say roitza ani. First of all, say even if God didn't command it, I would want it. When it comes to a chayik, you're supposed to say. So, for example, a person eats kosher. So he writes, I'd love to eat chazer. But I can't. God said I don't, so I don't. When it comes to stealing, he's supposed to say, stealing? I wouldn't want to steal. It has nothing to do with God. Most people the other way. Most people, when it comes to eating chazer, they say, ugh, I want to eat chazer. When it comes to stealing, they say, I'd love to steal, but what can I do? God said, no, I steal, so I'm not going to steal. No, that's the way most people are. But the Rambam says the other way. Now, the analysis of the question I asked you is a person supposed to be mekayim mitzvahs from his heart or from his head? That's really what I asked you. Should a person be mekayim mitzvahs because his heart feels for someone, tells him to do it. When you're supposed to be kaya mitzvahs, your head tells you to do it. God said do it. Nothing to do with my heart. Now, if a person indiscriminately follows his heart, he's going to make mistakes. No question. You follow your head. So, what? You can't follow just based on your heart. You got to use your head. But the question is, how much heart is part of the obligation in the mitzvah? How part of the mitzvah? Now, that's the issue. Now, I'm not looking to answer the issue. You could argue about it. When it comes to davening, there are two ways to daven. A person could daven. I need this for my initial level. A person goes and begs God. He says, God, you're kol yachol, you can do everything. And I need this. I need to, whatever it is people need. I need a refuah shleima. A person is so sick, you help him out. A person could daven from his heart. Or a person could daven from his head. Now, daven from his head in this case is not just God said daven, but he's telling us to daven because if a Jew is sick, it causes pain to the Shekhinah. We understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu aligns himself with Klal Yisrael. And therefore, we try as best we could to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want the Kisei Shalei, we want God's seat to be complete. And as long as Jews are downtrodden in this world, are suffering in this world, it's a chsarin in Eina Kisei Shalei. So Kaviyachal, God's name is not complete. Now that's much more of a head avoida. Then it's hard to feel in your heart. You know, you feel sorry for God. That God is much harder. So, what he's saying here is not the norm. Is if anything is hard, it's davening. Avodah shebelev, davening is supposed to be an avodah in the heart. And what he's telling us is that in the root of a person's davening, he's not saying don't daven with heart, but he's saying in the root of the davening, the root should be a feeling for Kvod Shamayim, or an understanding that as long as Jews are suffering, it's Sarin and Kvod Ashkenah. That's what he's saying. I can imagine that Chassidish Talmud Chacham will learn this. He say, ah, a Litvish Derech, you know, a Davin for Kvod Shamayim. What do you daven Kvod Shamayim? You go to some Tata, you say, Tata, Tata, I need. The Rav Palm once told me he was davening at, I wanted to see him at Shas next to the old Klosenberger Rebbe. So he said, well, Shemayn Esra, you know, he was davening, but Rosenberg was next to him. And he kept on saying, you know, tata, tata, you know, he kept on davening in Yiddish, like, yeah, I don't know, you know, he's assuming God understands Yiddish, amazing thing, you know. But, that's why he was davening. He was davening like a child to the father, which is certainly, a good way to daven.
Is quality of davening more important than quantity of davening?
In certain areas. Where the quantity is an obligation, there's no shirking it. Let's say a person has to daven the 19 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. Person will daven with tremendous kavanah, 18 brachas, that's not adequate. It's a brachah of atala.
Someone like took it.
But sugazim is also an obligation. Slichas, tachnunim. It says by slichas or tachnunim, it's the first siman of Shulchan Aruch. There it says, yafa ma'at b'kavanah, ma'ar b'sholay b'kavanah. When you say tilim, or you say things that you're not obligated to say all the words. So there it says it's better to say less with kavana than more. Hashem Hashem Karach Machanu, the Yugimul Midas are the most important part. Oh, then the Filosapayim. Filosapayim is the most important part of the Tachna every day. It's true. Okay, so at any rate, this is his mahalach, it's his approach in both svarim. Ruach Chaim and Nefesh Chaim. Nefesh Chaim, where he explains davening, he explains this as well. Here he goes on, Masha'omru kaifun loy, ki aldera zeh yitztara odam, ashtay minei tzar. He says, why when you daven this way, you get a double response? Because in this manner, you're davening two types of tzar, shagarm loy yizbaro shmai kaviyach. Why? Ki loy levad beiz baya yisurim ala odam. Not only when a person is in pain, garam tsar lamayla, is he causing tsar in heaven? Ki im gambe esa shachata ha'adam, hazei etzar kaviyachal yaisen ala. God kaviyachal is mitzar when a Jew sins. Kamay ben, ha'mispata b'yeinah. You listen to this marshal. He says, you got a child who gets drunk. V'nafal v'shava mefraktai. And he fell and he broke, literally means he broke his neck. He broke his neck. But when he damn Uma is a guy is dead drunk. He doesn't know in the world what happened to him. K'maisha kasev he kuni bal chalisi humuni bal yadati. That I was punished and I didn't feel it, and I was hurt and I didn't know it. The father sees he's in pain. He calls doctors to heal his child. And when he comes out of surgery, the doctors say he'll live. They tied his broken bone with a very tight, stiff cast. And now when the child is not drunk, and he's conscious, he starts to scream about his pain. And the father was in pain when the child was unconscious, because he knew the child was in pain. Now the child is crying, so he feels pain. Now, which is the greater pain of the father? When he thought his kid will die, or when his son is being healed and he's in pain? So obviously, the first worry was worse. The nimshal is when a person sins, that's like this child who got drunk and fell off the roof. And Yisurav and the pain, the punishment that he has. Base Yisurav, tikin makasi kalkalti azu margish. When a person is punished from heaven, that fixes his accounting. And there, the human being feels it. When he sins, he doesn't feel the pain. When he's punished, he feels the pain. And not when his wound is fresh. The davening is to feel the pain of heaven. So what he's saying is that the idea of tzara shechina is two things. One is on the difficulty that a human being has in this world for which he's davening. And the other is the pain a person feels, the charata a person feels that he sinned, and that also causes tzar l'mayla. So that's kaiflun lo yashemini atzar in this karim la'el, tzal mashomar akosav, nachamu nachamu ami, ki locham yad Hashem keflayim b'chochat yisrael, lo yomar ki chochat yisrael, elo bichochat yisrael, b'chochay lo kashtei pomim, so at any rate, this is his musig of davening, his asaga. I don't know that any of us are holding by davening purely for kvayd hashchina, but the idea, kaviyachol, the shchina is in pain, whatever that means, when a person sins, and then again when a person is punished, that's the idea of this piece of what he's trying to teach us. Okay, Mr. Shem will continue tomorrow.